It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens from the Synapse Center for Health and Healing and talk about nutrition and diets and all of that and tie it all together and try to make some sense of it all. And Amber, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good.
Awesome.
We're going to talk about cholesterol today.
We are.
Now, I mentioned I'm on pills for cholesterol, which a lot of people are.
Yeah, like almost 50 million.
Yeah, but it's probably a good idea to balance that out with a good diet, right?
Absolutely.
And you're going to tell us about that today.
I'm going to try.
Well, go ahead and lay it on us.
All right. Well, about 94 million adults have high cholesterol, or total cholesterol that's over about 200. So I figure a few of those people probably live in the listening area out here.
And no doubt.
We hear a lot in just my line of work, nutrition as a whole, about people who want to come off of their medication, or their doctor wants to start them on a medication and they don't want to start it. So I'm going to first and foremost say, don't just stop your medication. So anything you make changes with, you know, the diet things we talk about today are pretty universally okay to implement because it's just good practice and it's good nutrition. But anytime you want to come off a medication or avoid going on a medication, talk to your doctor about it, but commit to the change first. So show your care team that you're committed to making these diet changes and that you're going to follow through with it. And you know, everybody's looking for your best interest, right? When it comes to cholesterol.
You don't have to talk to your doctor about making the changes in your diet then.
Right.
You can do that on your own, right?
Absolutely. You can do this on your own. Now, anytime we're talking whole food and the whole food things we're going to talk about today, those are great things to just kind of start implementing. But if you're talking about nutritional supplements, those are always good things to talk with your doctor about, because when it comes to blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, those are things that some of those supplements, even if they're just nutrients that you think, well, this is in food, I'll just take the supplement, they can have interactions with some of those medications that you're taking, and they could lower your cholesterol too much or your blood pressure too much or have some other negative effects. So whole food we'll talk about today, but if you're thinking about a nutrient supplement, if you're thinking about an herbal supplement, anything like that, always make sure you run that by your dietitian, your doctor, your care team, and make sure it's going to work first. So let's start with some simple things, or maybe what seem like simple things, but just with habits. So skipping breakfast. A lot of people, I'm not a morning person. I can appreciate not getting breakfast on the way out the door.
I don't eat breakfast. Not very often.
Well, that can increase your total and LDL cholesterol. So that LDL is the one that we want to be lower. And it might be because you're skipping breakfast, or there could be something there about not eating earlier in the day. But also people who don't eat earlier in the day, if it's not intentional, if it's just kind of a schedule thing, then we tend to have more cravings or poor food choices, kind of things we just gravitate to because they're convenient later in the day. And those might be the things that are bringing cholesterol up. So being less deliberate about our meals and even irregular meals. So if one day we have one meal, the next day we have three, then we've got six, then we've got two, and you're kind of all over the place with your eating schedule, that can bring up that total and LDL cholesterol as well. So just being a little bit more deliberate with meals, that doesn't mean you have to plan everything out exactly. Just being a little bit more mindful about being consistent, I guess, is a good rule of thumb.
When you talk about breakfast, it doesn't have to be necessarily two eggs over easy, hash browns, toast, and all of that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Okay. Yeah, even if you do a banana and peanut butter, you know, that gives you a little bit of fiber, it's giving you some protein, it's giving you some fat, or an apple and peanut butter, you'll hear, will be even better. But it can be something really simple. It can be a protein shake, if that's something you like, or a smoothie like you get in the morning.
Yeah, well, I guess I have one of those just about every day.
So you,
I guess that's,
do.
That's kind of like breakfast. Then.
You're going to hear there's a bunch of things in that smoothie and in those energy bites that you get every morning that can do a lot to bring cholesterol down. So it could be simple, easy things like that. Now, I do want to hit on eggs, right? That's the one everybody thinks of when we talk about foods that impact cholesterol.
Right.
It's been this back and forth, and it's sometimes what I hear from people is that dietitians don't know what they're talking about because one day eggs are good for you and the next day they're not. But what we've learned is that for most people, most people are not going to have their cholesterol impacted very significantly by eggs. About 25% of the population might have a small impact by eating eggs, potentially because of the dietary cholesterol that they contain. Although eggs are loaded with high-quality protein, with nutrients, with antioxidants. But what we found is that it might be best to be mindful of how you cook your eggs. So when we don't break the yolk, when we don't fully cook the yolk, we don't oxidize the cholesterol that's in the egg. And that means that it might have less of an impact. So oxidized dietary cholesterol might have a bigger impact on our blood cholesterol than not. So boiling or poaching or even doing sunny side up, braised eggs, anything like that might be a better choice than scrambled. But either way, you don't have to pull eggs out of your diet to get cholesterol under control for most people.
I have them over easy.
There you go. That's perfect.
All right.
We hear a lot about dietary fat in general, and I'm just going to touch on that briefly because the research is mixed. Now, we do want to avoid excess saturated fat. That's what we get from most of our animal products. Dairy contains a fair amount of saturated fat. Beef and pork contain a fair amount of saturated fat. But it comes down more to getting enough of the right thing. So getting enough of the good fats, which we've talked about lots of times. But nuts and seeds in particular, those have been shown to reduce your cholesterol and even in some cases bring up that HDL or that good cholesterol. So best choices when it comes to nuts, if you're thinking about cholesterol, would be things like walnuts, almonds, pistachios, pecans, hazelnuts, and macadamia nuts. And then for seeds, sesame seeds are particularly beneficial. So you can do that in like hummus, a sesame paste, sesame seeds on a salad, anything like that. Now, the handful of sesame seeds that you get on your burger when you eat out somewhere doesn't count. So you need to be a little more deliberate with those sesame seeds than that.
How about back on the nuts, or how about dry roasted peanuts?
So dry roasted peanuts are not going to be as good of a source of those healthy fats and some of the antioxidants that we get from walnuts, almonds. But they're not going to be bad necessarily either. We want to avoid like the honey roasted that have all the sugar added to them. But any nut or seed can be a good choice. Now, a handful, not a can full. That's what I want you to keep in mind.
So, that's where I went wrong.
That's where some people get into trouble. So a handful, not a can full. That's what I want you to think of anytime you have nuts or seeds. Soy. We've talked about soy a few times. Soy contains isoflavones. It contains fiber. It contains a lot of good things that can be really helpful with bringing down cholesterol, but we want to get it in the form of whole soy foods. So things like tofu, tempeh, edamame, not so much the processed soy that might come in a food or isolated soy protein you'll see sometimes in products. Those are not going to be as beneficial. But other beans are great too. Beans, the navy beans, pinto beans, chickpeas, lentils, anything like that can be a great choice. Again, they have isoflavones, fiber, which are really important to help bringing down cholesterol. Grapefruit. Now that's one for anybody who's on a medication. They've probably been told to avoid grapefruit.
I know it says right on my
it does.
Medication, the statins or whatever I take
yep.
for cholesterol, it says do not be having grape juice with this.
Well, grape juice is okay, not grapefruit juice.
Oh, grapefruit juice. That's grape, it.
Grape, yes.
Yeah, grape. Okay,
grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit juice is what I meant, yes.
That's right. So, yes, if you are on a medication, we don't want to do grapefruit. However, red grapefruit, if you're not on a medication, can be helpful at bringing it down, partly because of the little bit of fiber, but pectin is the type of fiber that's in there that can be helpful, and that's also found in apples. So when we talked about apples and nuts or apples and peanut butter, that can be kind of beneficial. Fermented dairy, like yogurt or kefir, has been shown to be beneficial, but we need to be a little bit cautious of added sugar if we're going to do those. So getting plain is best, adding your own fruit to it, adding a little pure maple syrup, something like that. And then green tea, that's another great option. So if you're looking for a little caffeine boost during the day, green tea would be an even better choice than something like coffee.
I don't need a caffeine
boost. No, you don't. No. But green tea comes with a lot of benefits. So all this comes down to a lot of balance, getting enough fiber. So even oat bran, barley and rye, carrots are great choices too. And when we think of this, doing any one individually can be helpful, but doing a variety of all these things together is probably going to give you the best results.
Okay. A handful, not a can.
A handful, not a can. If you don't remember anything else from
I'll
today.
I'll remember that one.
Remember that one.
I remember all those little things. I went to therapy. They said, motion is lotion.
That's right.
Things like that stick with me.
They
so,
do.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, Amber, a lot of good advice, good information today. And if they want to talk to you on this subject or other subjects, how can they get a hold of you?
Yep. You can either go online to Official Synapse, SYNAPSE.com. Click on the little link for a discovery call, or you can reach out to us at the clinic at 651 209-9906.
All right, very good. And we will talk to you again on Taco Tuesday next week.
Sounds great.
Amber Boyens with us from the Synapse Center for Health and Healing.